This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Americans have been concerned about immigration and particularly about the lack of border security. I wondered how the mainstream media would try to deflect the issue. The New York Times published a report with the headline, "In J.D. Vance's Backyard, Conspiracy Theories About Migrants and Voting Abound." The headline of the Washington Post report proclaims that Republicans flood TV with misleading ads about immigration and the border. In a recent commentary, Rich Lowry explains that all of this represents not so much fact-checking by the press as narrative policing. Certain facts and opinions are deemed false or conspiracy theories based merely on their political inconvenience. Are illegal immigrants voting? Even the New York Times article admits that they are voting in local elections in mostly deep blue areas. Officials argue that they should be allowed to vote because they pay taxes. Well, it doesn't take much imagination to see how that argument can be used to expand the voting franchise. In fact, the left-wing Center for American Progress argues that a pathway to citizenship is the only way to maintain electoral strength in the future. The Washington Post article complains that the political ads create a false impression that migrants are flooding unchecked into the United States. Rich Lowry asks, a false impression? What would it take to convince the Post that migrants are flooding into this country? The article also criticizes another political ad that mentions terrorists and prostitution. Rich Lowry points out that there is an established fact that terrorists have been crossing the border and women have been sex trafficked across the border. You know, concerns about immigration and border security aren't conspiracy theories, but well-documented facts. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.